Good morning. A strong southerly wind overnight kept temperatures on the mild side in the upper 50s and lower to mid 60s across the region, but it also transported in a bunch of moisture, which is now being realized in the form of a few scattered rain showers. A heavier batch of rain is also moving in from the mid-Atlantic region. We'll expect this to arrive sometime during the latter stages of the morning and through the afternoon. It's all a part of a storm system which is tracking into Canada, but a strong trailing cold front is heading in our direction from the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley, and it looks like it'll arrive by mid to late afternoon. We'll even have a burst of rain or two, maybe even a few rumbles of thunder, with the rain coming down heavily at times as the front passes by, and then a sharp temperature drop from the 60s and 50s all the way through the 40s and 30s as the front makes its way through New England and toward the eastern seaboard. With precipitation still left over through the evening hours, a transition to some sleet and even some wet snow is likely on the tail end of this system, and some places, especially across the higher terrain, could have a coating of wet snow on the ground, especially on grassy surfaces, by tomorrow morning. The wind will flip around to the northwest along with the frontal passage and persist into the day tomorrow, ushering in that colder air. And while we'll be starting out mainly in the 20s tomorrow, we'll rebound but only into the lower and middle 40s on average for Wednesday afternoon. High pressure will build in, so we will go back to mostly sunny skies despite the chill. That same high pressure center will dominate the weather for the rest of the week and keep it dry on Thursday and Friday with rebounding temperatures. Mostly sunny skies on Thursday in the mid-50s and the upper 50s with a mix of sun and clouds on Friday. For the weekend, a couple of disturbances in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will be passing through. There's a few scattered showers possible on Saturday with highs in the mid-50s and staying in the mid-50s with just a slight risk of a shower on Easter Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms today across parts of Florida, Georgia, South and North Carolina, Virginia, and Maryland. Moderate instability combined with strong wind energy in the lower and mid-levels of the atmosphere is contributing to widespread thunderstorm activity that'll continue ahead of the cold front moving across the region. Damaging wind gusts will be the primary threat as several lines of storms move across the area into the afternoon. And virtually a quarter of the nation from the interior mid-Atlantic out to the central plains and points south is under either a freeze watch or a freeze warning, as temperatures behind this front drop to near record levels over the next 24 hours. And a trailing storm will move into the colder air into the upper Midwest, producing heavy snow tonight and tomorrow. A winter storm watch is out for parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and the western UP of Michigan for the possibility of up to 6 to 12 inches of snow. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 41 degrees, with a southwest wind at 40 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 6 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 64 degrees, the dew point 55, 73% relative humidity, a south wind at 20 miles per hour, gusting to 26, and the barometer at 29.67 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 7 below zero at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, windy with showers and thunderstorms in the mid-60s, then falling temperatures late in the day. In Boston, rain and wind with highs near 70. And in Buffalo, rain changing to sleet and snow with an inch of snow possible and temperatures holding in the lower to middle 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 78 degrees, the low 63. The average temperature 71, that's 24 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, 71.1 inches of snow for the season, which is 12.8 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 58 degrees, the average low 37. The record high 86 set in 2003, and the record low 21 in 1940. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Showers, then a steadier and heavier rain today, windy and mild to start, with temperatures in the lower 60s, but readings falling quickly late this afternoon through the 50s and 40s and into the 30s. Rain changing to sleet and snow early this evening, then ending lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, showers, then a steadier rain today, heavy rain at times with thunderstorms possible, windy and mild to start with temperatures in the mid to upper 60s, but then falling through the 50s and 40s late this afternoon. Rain this evening, changing to sleet and snow tonight, then ending, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, showers, then a steadier rain today, perhaps a thunderstorm, windy and mild to start with temperatures in the middle 60s, then falling through the 50s and 40s and even into the 30s by late this afternoon. Rain changed to sleet and snow this evening, then ending lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, showers and thunderstorms today, windy and mild to start with temperatures in the mid to upper 60s, but then falling quickly through the 50s and 40s. Rain changing to sleet and snow tonight, then ending lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Showers and perhaps some thunderstorms today, heavy bursts of rain possible, windy and mild to start, with temperatures in the lower 60s, but then falling quickly late this afternoon through the 50s and 40s and into the 30s. Rain changing to sleet and snow tonight, then ending with lows in the lower to middle 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and very cool with highs in the mid-40s. Mostly sunny Thursday, mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday in the upper 50s. Mid-50s over the weekend with just a chance of a few showers for both Saturday and Sunday. And a mix of sun and clouds near 60 on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.